Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book The Ride of a Lifetime. This book describes the career of Disney's sixth CEO, Robert Iger, who has been working in the same organization for 45 years. In the United States, working for one organization for all of one's career is not common, but that's just what Iger did. The company he first worked for was American Broadcasting Corporation, ABC. Later on, ABC merged with Capital Cities Communications, which was later acquired by Disney. As a staff member, Iger stayed with this organization for 45 years, during which he eventually became the CEO of Disney and led the company he devoted his life to. Iger was born in an ordinary family and went to an ordinary university. How did he start at the bottom but become the most successful Disney's CEO in history? Disney is the undisputed giant of the entertainment industry. Its business involves animation, film and television, amusement parks, etc., and it's the leader in the field. How strong is Disney now? Well, after acquiring Pixar and Marvel, which own the property rights of tens of thousands of IPs, combined with its own, Disney is now in an extremely strong position. Yet, Disney's growth didn't always go smoothly. When Iger took over as CEO in 2005, Disney was going through a huge crisis. Except for early works, like Snow White, many of Disney's new works were mediocre. The co-produced Toy Story with Pixar performed well, but it marked the starting point of Pixar's rise, hence the cooperation between the two companies began to creak, and eventually came to a halt. Moreover, affected by the 9/11 events in 2001, the US entertainment industry was in a downturn. What was left for Iger was nothing but a big mess. How did he manage to lead Disney to bounce back in this situation? This story can be a great inspiration for us, as we plan our career and life ahead. After reading the whole book, you will find that Iger's experience is a revealing story about promotion in a workplace. In this autobiography, Robert Iger shared a lot of stories that have never been told to anyone outside Disney. His writing is both sincere and riveting, which makes reading his book a mesmerizing experience. On Goodreads, this biography has the incredible review score of 4.42. We are now going to explore this book in three parts. Part 1, Pursue Long-Termism and Accumulate Experience. Part 2, Balance Relationships and Achieve Win-Win Cooperation. Part 3, Forge Ahead and Have a Long-Term Vision. Let's look at the first part, Be Yourself, Pursue Long-Termism, and Accumulate Experience. As mentioned earlier, Robert Iger stayed in the same organization for 45 years. This may remind us of a term that has become very popular recently, long-termism, the main features of which are a long-term vision, not caring about the temporary gains and losses, and not being easily distracted by seemingly favorable opportunities. The long-termist accumulates skills, bides their time and makes themselves outstanding in their field. Long-termism includes two key words, improving abilities and waiting for opportunities. Looking back on Iger's journey, he has done very well in these two aspects. In terms of accumulating experience and skills, Iger learns with an open mind and pursues perfection. Every time he meets a great talent, he humbly learns from their outstanding merits. For example, when Iger was the director of studio operations at ABC Sports, he learned a lot from Roon Arledge, the head of ABC Sports at the time. Arledge was a producer with excellent abilities and a distinctive personality. His greatest feature was perfectionism. What he liked to do most was to scrap everything and start over. Once, Arledge was responsible for organizing an ABC concert. The night before the show, everyone came to rehearse. The famous singer Frank Sinatra stepped onto the stage and sang for 2 hours. However, after Sinatra's performance, Arledge rejected the entire rehearsal. He thought that the stage needed to be redesigned, the host's opening remarks needed revision, and the lighting needed major adjustment. Even the way Sinatra interacted with the audience needed to be reconceived. Everyone complained but had to start over again according to Arledge's requests. Nevertheless, compared with the rehearsal, the concert that aired less than 24 hours later was absolutely breathtaking and unparalleled at the time. Iger didn't know how Arledge managed to do that, but he understood that it was just Arledge's style. Arledge would never accept good enough, he always strove for the best. It was commonplace for him to complete tasks at the last minute against deadlines. Deeply influenced by him, Iger began to make the relentless pursuit of perfection his motto. Skills not only concern business but also interpersonal relationships, and Iger values this very much as well. When ABC was acquired by the bosses of Capital Cities Communications Tom and Dan, Iger had the chance to observe and learn important management skills from these two mentors. Trust in others is Tom and Dan's greatest legacy passed on to Iger. As a manager, of course, you need to assess the ability of your subordinates strictly. But once you decide to let them take charge of something, you must fully delegate power to them so that they can address problems and grow independently. You just need to supervise and provide them with support when necessary. If it weren't for the let-off management ideas learned from Tom and Dan, it would be hard to imagine whether Iger could serve as Disney's CEO well. In addition to accumulating abilities, another key feature of long-termism is waiting for opportunities. Iger never actively asks for promotion but silently prepares for the next big leap, and when the opportunity arises he can always seize it. For example, in February 1988, Iger and Arledge went to Calgary to cover the Winter Olympics. When they arrived there, the weather suddenly changed, and the temperature rose by 16 degrees Celsius. The ski tracks melted, and the games were cancelled. Besides, there was dense fog, so the camera could hardly shoot anything. What could have been done in those circumstances? Many people would have stopped putting in effort. But Iger didn't. He looked at the depressed team and thought that he had to stay focused and calm as much as possible, otherwise everything would have been for nothing. Iger sent several production teams to find compelling human interest stories in the local area. Then these stories were made into shows to fill in the telecast gaps caused by the cancellation of the competitions. Unexpectedly, the outcome was very good and the telecast ratings hit a record high. After this, Iger's ability to withstand pressure was noticed by everyone, including the bosses Tom and Dan. They soon assigned Iger as the president of ABC Entertainment. Iger would not chase after opportunities as long as his skills weren't properly honed, and the right time hadn't yet come. He would even decide to renounce opportunities if they didn't meet these criteria. On Thanksgiving Day in 1992, Iger became the president of ABC. Less than a year later, at the end of 1993, Tom summoned Iger to his office, and asked him to take over from his old partner Dan after his retirement in February. Iger said, "I can't do it. I've barely started this job. Who will run the network? You gotta wait?" So Iger stayed on as president for the time being. 8 months later, Tom met Iger again and urged him to take up the post immediately. Iger agreed. He became the president and chief operating officer of Capital Cities, ABC. This is the first part, pursue long-termism and accumulate skills and experience. Long-termism requires a person to endure loneliness and settle down to accumulate and improve their skills. In this way, once there is an opportunity that matches your abilities, you can seize it. As a matter of fact, as long as you always try your best to improve your skills, good chances often come before you are ready, allowing you a clear vision on what you need to work on. Iger is a long-termist, He accumulates skills, waits for opportunities, and seizes them when a compelling one comes up. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.